We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have a roundtable discussion with Linda, Marilyn, and Margaret. And we'll be discussing Fourth Amendment rights and a document that they have put together that is going to the Honorable Senator Johnny Isaacson. Okay, well, that's really fantastic. I think I'm going to forego everything but station ID, and we'll get right into it, I think. Okay, you can call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. And now I'd like to welcome our roundtable group. Who would like to speak up first?
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Linda.
Talkative person. Just wanted to clarify something. This is like a form letter that it will be available to people that they can send in, but it will be to their own senator or House representative from the House, and with their name on it, so that they can make it personal. It just won't be to that one senator. Okay.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. And we're basically, what we're concerned about is the Patriot Act, which has become the Freedom Act, which is great because then they can hide things, I think, is the intent on that one. But, and how much it invades our rights, our everything. It invades everything. They can invade your space, invade your life any way the government wants to. We have no Fourth Amendment rights with this because we're not even told when we're under observation or we're being accused of something. They don't tell you. They just come into your house, take what they want, take the documents, whatever they want. They are allowed to do pursuant to this Patriot/Freedom Act. And we think this is outrageous. It's outrageous. Nobody should be able to do that. They can take documents that are in your house, take it, and not even notify you. I know that's been done because it's been done to me. Nobody ever mentioned that they took my bank records, you know. It's a whole lot of invasion of our rights, and we need to stop it. It's coming up for the vote to renew it on December the 15th, and we're very concerned that people need to pay attention to this. The ACLU is alarmed and is sending out information on this. The Freedom of the Press is... The Free Press is sending out alerts about this. This is a real bad thing, and it is. We can't give them this much control. If we do, they can take over, and we can't let that happen. You know, this is our country,
right?
Not theirs.
There are many things done around the world that it's time to start asking the citizens if they can do it.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
One little quick example, CERN.
Yeah.
Did anybody ask you if they could, like, mess up your planet?
Yeah.
It's just so many things. There has to be a world reckoning with this. I mean, people have to contact somebody and say, okay, we're going to drill a gigantic hole through the middle of the Earth. Don't fall in.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nobody's asked me.
Exactly. Okay, we're having a hard time getting Margaret. Her line is bad. We've got Dolly from Kentucky, and I think you'll really like her.
Okay.
Come on in, Dolly.
Hi, how are you all?
Hi. Very good.
I want to tell you, I met Margaret in D.C., and she is a powerhouse.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she's on our team.
I met you in D.C., and you're a powerhouse, too.
Well, I'm not as powerful as Margaret, but I'm just tired of the corruption and abuse of power by some of those in the deep state. I'll just call it the deep state. Frank, I don't know if you shared with them one of my ways, what I did with my banner. Did you happen to bring that up?
I haven't brought that up. We have a document, actually, that was drafted that we're going to read, and we'll all get to comment on it.
Okay. That'd be great.
Okay. This document is going out to everyone. It's designed for you to enter your own senator's name, address, and so forth. And the subject is H.R. 2048, Publication L.114-23, USA Freedom Reauthorization Act. And in this case, it's to the Honorable Senator Johnny, your state, is what I'm going to say. Okay. I am Margaret Largent. I am a United States citizen and a Georgia resident voter. I had the honor of watching the recent Senate Judiciary hearing on the reauthorization of the USA Freedom Act of 2015. I am writing to express my deep concerns regarding the renewal of the bill and its infringement on the Constitution. First, the panel made up of FBI and NSA representatives could not answer the questions posed by Senators Lee, Leahy, Blackburn, or Cruz, Feinstein, and others because the answers were considered classified. I'd just like to roll off of this for a second. I hear the word classified just a little too much. We, the people, are tired of classified.
Yes.
It appears that a U.S. citizen will have no recourse if they feel they have been wrongfully or fraudulently placed on the watch list. Statistics presented state that of the data collected by government groups, there were 11,000 sneak and peek warrants issued in 2014, but only 51 were related to suspected terrorists. And according to Senator Leahy, the use of the CDR tool by the NSA, FBI, and others resulted in only one lead related to terrorism out of the 450 million CDR queries. Ms. Morgan of the NSA testified that the CDR tool was removed in 2018 because of its lack of value to the FBI. Independent research, however, indicates that it was removed due to citizen complaints and its clear violation of our Fourth Amendment rights. The FBI and NSA not responding to the senator's letters is even more concerning because they are our voice. And if they are not afforded due respect in this process, then we, the people, are not being heard. Okay, I'll pause so that you can go over that.
Yeah. Is Margaret here?
Yes, she is.
Boy, those are good points. Margaret, the hearing was good in that it showed how ridiculous ridiculous all of these powers that they have taken, how ridiculous they are, and how much they have not produced anything of value. Right, Margaret?
That's correct. They have not even considered. They talk about the numbers and everything, but they have not touched on, and this is what we need to think about looking into the watch list about. They've not touched on what they're doing with all these queries. And listen, folks, they kept them in a database for 5 years. The same telephone queries and everything. So what they're doing is they're going over data that they've had for 5 years, plus all the new data. And so in 2018, they deleted 3 years worth of data. What that means is they still have many years of data in a database somewhere, and of course, no one went further to explain any of that in these hearings because they were never asked. But the other thing is, once they pull all of your information, I'm talking medical records, your travel records, your bank records, what do they do with all that information? So there's a lot of open-ended questions here that we all need to be concerned about. But the Senators Leahy and Lee were pushing for this hearing because they believe there are enough citizens unhappy with this process that they need to really reconsider this reauthorization. Back to you, Linda.
Okay. Thank you, Margaret. I was just going to say that if you think about the money that has been spent on gathering all of this data that was absolutely useless to them, well, maybe useless behind the screen. It maybe they're using it in other ways, but appropriately usable. Look at all that money that they've spent, our tax dollars, on gathering data that they throw away. Great. And I agree with you. We need to find out what you just said. My brain just went dead, but we need to find out what they've done with it, what they've done with those records. That's insane that somebody has those records. And I also read an article that said that the NSA does not have the ability to review all the data that they collect. They don't have the manpower. You know? So, anyway.
Okay, let me know when you want me to continue reading this.
Go ahead. I think. Well, yeah, Margaret?
Excuse me, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Can I ask a question? Can you hear me?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. This is Dolly. You know what would be great? I can't find it, and several people have been talking about it, is when the next hearing is in D.C., because I know there are several of us that would like to attend and also find a way to be able to address the committee. So if anyone out there that can figure a way to get this, the dates set up and lined up, know when it is, let us know. There are several of us that would like to go and attend it. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I thought that...
Are you talking about the hearing for the renewal?
Yes. I called Senator Graham's office today. His intern told me that the hearing had not happened, but that he did not have the date. So I'm going to call him back tomorrow. I'm going to keep calling until somebody can answer this question.
Yeah.
There's no reason that the public should not know.
Right.
When we were in D.C., I only found out about that committee hearing because I saw it on, they have a newspaper, it's called the Roll Call, and I just happened to look at it that day.
Uh-huh.
So there's got to be someone that knows that information in advance to be able to, you know, to print it that quickly. Someone knows that information.
I think we can find it online. I think I'm almost positive that the hearings that are coming up are printed and distributed online. I'll look for that. I'm pretty sure that's Paula, the way it is.
The important thing of this particular hearing is they took it from an open public forum in that judiciary hearing meeting to now classified, and it is a closed-door meeting. The hearing will be closed to the public. And so that's what makes it critical for us to find out when they're going to vote on this. And I'm hoping to be in Washington between the 14th and at least the 17th of December, because they first said that they would be voting on this on the 15th. But
now that's deadline, and that's on a Sunday.
I was told that the deadline's the 31st of December.
Well, I looked it up today, and it says the deadline for the Freedom Act is the 15th of December. Now, whether that's true, you know how they go and alter things. So,
I got that from an intern. I didn't get it from a real document.
Okay, I saw it on the document.
What I've read is that it's coming up on December the 15th. Is that what you're saying, Dolly?
Yes.
She said it expired on the 15th, and that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. And, you know, even though they say they want to make it permanent, those things can always be changed. That can be overturned, you know, just a matter of it's scary, and we prefer it not be renewed rather than have to fight it later. But all hope is not lost if it doesn't. If we can't get it turned down right away, you know,
and
as long
people
as we keep
are
working.
Misguided. People are being misguided to think that, we change. That's just like Social Security. They said it would never touch it, and they did. So things can be changed.
Yep.
So I'd just like to see it. I know we all do. We want to see that this year. And,
so important.
Like Margaret said, I'm willing to go. If I have the date, I could stay for a week. I could try to fit that in. I just want to be there when they're doing it. I don't want to waste my time, and we don't have dates.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we should all look for it and stay on them so we know for sure.
Okay.
You guys want to continue because
get it. We should be able to get it if we keep calling.
Yeah.
What, Frank?
You might as well keep going because we're coming up on a commercial in about a minute or so.
Okay.
If anybody knows or can advise us on how to find when hearings are going to be held, please chime in and let us know.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to commercial. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, girls, as usual.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Once again from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. And I'd like to thank the Republic Broadcasting Network for allowing us to tell the truth, because you won't get it anywhere else. And I'm sure that all the other hosts will agree. This is the place to get the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. In case you've just tuned in, my name is Frank Allen. Tonight we have a roundtable discussion concerning reinstatement of the Freedom Act, which is actually the Patriot Act. And we have Marilyn, we have Linda, Margaret, and Dolly, and it should be a really great, well, actually it is. So who do we want to hear from first here? Speak up.
Can I ask
like to mention something just real quick? Oh. Okay, so the Freedom Act, the passage of the Freedom Act is June 2nd, 2015. And this is just kind of interesting. It's a list of the biggest news events of 2015. And here are eight. Charlie Hebdo attack in Paris, Germanwings plane crash, deaths of police officers, Amtrak train crash, prison escapes, the Charleston church shooting, and an on-air shooting in Virginia, police violence against black men, and lots of immigration issues. And so I just wanted to add just real quick, because these ladies are more of an expert on this subject. These events for 2015, this person, Jim Sizenbrenner, okay, this individual, he introduced the Patriot Act. Sizenbrenner. He issued the U.S. a Patriot Act. And ironically, ladies, his grandfather invented the Kotex sanitary napkin.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And this is the person to introduce the Patriot Act, which is, the September 11th Terrorist Act gives them, this false flag gives them this, this the power to the intelligence agencies. But so the Kotex sanitary napkin inventor is writing laws, his grandson. So there you go.
That's pretty good. I like that.
With
your permission, I will read another excerpt from this document. It's very, very good. It will be posted on targetedmassachusetts.org, and I will speak with Midge Mathis and see if she would like it posted on Targeted Justice as well. Okay, to continue, voting no to the reauthorization of this bill will not only preserve the freedoms granted to us in the U.S. Constitution, it will save the lives of many innocent and currently abused citizens of this great country. I, as well as thousands of other U.S. citizens, have been fraudulently placed on a watch list due to the open-ended parameters of this act used by the FBI, NSA, and others. Most have no idea why or by whom they were placed on this list. There is no oversight built into the process that evaluates those that are placed on a watch list at the local level, and the door is wide open for abuse by anyone with access to the databases. Data sharing with private contractors puts us all at risk. Individuals are being denied their right to due process. The use of national security letters destroys innocent lives. The overreach here is a violation of our civil rights, and with no checks and balances in this process, and many citizens are being harmed. Reports indicate that this law is abused and used as a tool for retaliation against whistleblowers, many of whom... Okay, we have to go to commercial for station ID. We will be back in 3 minutes. Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank. Tonight, we have a roundtable discussion with Linda, Margaret, Marilyn, and Dolly. And I will just go right back to the roundtable. Go ahead, ladies.
What I wanted to do, Frank, was say that we already have a law that was written in 1948 that protects us from exactly what the Patriot Act and Freedom Act allows, and that's crazy. It's never been overturned. It's absolutely in violation of this law. Can I read it? Title 18, USC, Section 241?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. Okay. It says, if two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured to him by the Constitution or laws of the United States, or because of his having so exercised the same, they shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for not more than 10 years, or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, they shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years, or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. This is in direct, this is Patriot Act, Freedom Act absolutely violates this law. You know, we are protected. It's just nobody's paying attention. And we need to talk about this, I think, more and more amongst ourselves, because we do have this protection, you know. I think we should all keep it with us and you know, get a copy of it and keep it with us if we ever get abused.
If we have any lawyer consult, we need to take this matter to them and ask them, how can we defend?
Yes. And this is one of the ways we can defend ourselves. This is a law. This is a law that was created in 48, you know, after the war, so that nobody would be abused by anybody. And this isn't direct controversy. This is a controversy. Well, you know what I mean. My brain won't think tonight, but this is important for us, I think. You know, Frank?
Oh, I agree 100%. And yeah, this document that you've put together spells out a lot of the problems.
Yeah.
Did a great
job. I wanted to add something, just to give everybody a sense of who these people are that vote these bills in. Sensenbrenner, who voted, he basically created this kind of phenomenon with the Patriot Act and then the Freedom Act, which is basically the Patriot Act. But just to give you a sense of what you're up against, on September 8, 2005, Sensenbrenner voted against a bill to provide $50 billion in emergency aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina. The bill passed and was signed into law by President George W. Bush. So these laws are a legacy of the Bush clan.
I just want to, that's what we're up against. It's just utter hatred.
Hatred, I think, is a very mild word.
Yeah.
They are programmed monsters that just prey on innocent people.
This act, and I'm speaking out of just Margaret Largent's knowledge. This act has put a lot of people to work. They're making lots of money, and they're not going to want this act to come down. So right. Money drives this country and drives the behavior of people. And so we have to stop the money that is being poured into this effort.
I agree, Margaret. I think we all do. And it's just sickening what's going on. And I'm going to say it once again, and I forgot the lady that said it, and I apologize, I don't remember your name, that any of the laws that they say they're going to pass on this and it's permanent, it's not permanent. It can be reversed. Remember that.
Anything can be
everyone
done.
To reverse.
Yep. Hmm? I agree with you. It's scary, but you're right. Anything can be reversed. Any law can be overturned. It just can be. So while it sounds really scary that they're going to do this, they don't get to. We'll have somebody decent who can get in there and overturn this. If they do, if they make it permanent. You know? We'll have another...
Really? I know Margaret is going to go... I know Margaret's going to D.C., and I would like to go. There's another lady. Her name's Carrie, and I met her in D.C. She's a powerhouse, just like Margaret. We want to know the dates.
Carrie is a person that contributed to this letter greatly, and so she gets the kudos for putting this letter together also. A lot of hard work went into this letter.
Yeah.
And Carrie lives in Florida. She is under the same veil of torture and disrespect and not being able to live her life. And the sad thing mm-hmm. is that Carrie is an outstanding, brilliant mind, and she can't get a job. So I'm very upset that people had really outstanding careers and they got caught up in this and they're preventing those people from having life, liberty, and justice, and the pursuit of happiness is taken away from them.
Yeah.
Yep. And they, and by law, they can't. By law, according to this Title 18, they cannot take these away from us. They cannot do it. It doesn't say who can't do it, but it, it says it can't be done. You know? They cannot oppress us. They cannot injure us. They cannot threaten us. They cannot intimidate us. They can't do any of that. And they're doing it. And we get to try to make them stop. Yeah.
I'd like to interject something. At Targeted Massachusetts, the first 10 amendments are posted. And I think we should all have a copy in our car or where we can access it very quickly. But it's there. You can download it, whatever you like. I think the easiest way is probably just to copy it and paste it and then just save it. But it's there for the taking.
Thank you. Yeah, we need to know our rights. Linda,
you're doing, I'm sorry, Linda, you're doing a great job exposing this. I just wanted to say that, that you're doing an excellent job.
Well, so is Margaret. You know, and Terry, and, you know, it's a group effort here.
And
you know, but thank you.
Yeah, Dolly is a powerhouse in Kentucky, and she is fighting for us on the front there, and she has done an awful lot. She's met with some of her representatives, and she's gotten some real positive feedback. Dolly, do you want to share anything?
Well, I don't want to... say too much, except that Terry came up here last week, and I'm sorry, it may have been 2 weeks ago. Things, you know, time flies, but she really helped me a lot. She went in there and met with an aide of one of the senators here in Kentucky, and she was a powerhouse. And when we got done, I could tell the aide was. He believed what we were telling him, and we'll be returning his call. We'll be trying to make contact with him again next week. He did tell me there were steps that he was going to take and get back to me. I'm sorry, that was last week. A few things have gone on since then, and you know how you lose track of time, but I'm going to try to reach out to him again next week. And if I just feel like this senator, well, I'll just tell you who it is, Senator Rand Paul. You know, he's very conservative, and I'm thinking once this gets him, that the part that we told him, we gave him bills, we gave him laws. That it, you know, bills that had been written, laws that had been passed. We had the evidence. We didn't just go in and say this, that, and the other thing. We had the evidence. We wanted to show him that, you know, what I'm just saying.
You know that Rand,
otherwise,
you know. Sorry, go ahead. Rand Paul did he filibustered the renewal in 2015. He was a strong opponent of the renewal of the Patriot Act, very strong.
Yeah.
He did a wonderful filibuster. He and Ron Wyden from Oregon, they both absolutely stood up against renewing it. It didn't work, but they sure tried. You know?
Well, yeah. Maybe I will try.
Marilyn, thank you.
He can. Maybe I can get that aide to find out the date for me. I don't know if I'll be able to get it, but I'm going to try. We all need to just try. Whatever, if you've got somebody on the inside that can tell us stuff, any way you all know to get that, because I'm willing to go. And I'm a fighter, just like Margaret. Margaret's more of a powerhouse than I am, but, you know, we want to get this done and over with for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and see, I appreciate anybody who's an expert in law, because basically targeted individuals, many of us are not. And when they talk about the transaction of data from phone lines, computers, when they're going to steal our information based on this assumption that they're protecting the country from terrorists, well, they in fact caused that event of 9/11, and you are going to do synthetic telepathy and do pre-crime targeting on innocent women, primarily targeted individuals are women. And this is really about all TIs, men, women. You have to communicate the basics that they're going to steal data from your computer or your phone, but really ultimately that they're stealing data from your brain and examining your thoughts and stalking your home and invading your privacy to the point where no one will have any freedom.
Well, they're claiming they want to protect our rights by taking away our rights. That just doesn't work. You know, they're protecting us from what? You know, they want to take away our rights in order to protect us. Oh, great. That we don't need.
Right.
You know?
It's maternal misogyny, maternal white supremacy, maternal racism, where they are this league of 1% Nazis who want to reign control over the planet and then the universe. And so we have to stop them now. And it's as exhausting as any individual person feels about combating corruption, there's millions of people in the truth movement that are out there, and I think if we reach out to these people as TIs, people who are, you know, it's not hopeless. I don't believe it's hopeless. It's just work. It's hard work.
It's hard work, and we need to group. I think we need to get in groups with other groups that are, I don't want to invade your civil rights issue, but, you know, that are interested in protecting the rights of people. We need to connect with other people, then we'll have a bigger crowd, you know? Need to connect with other groups.
We need to do this peacefully. Like maybe I heard somebody say something about, I'm not sure, but I'm like, no, we need to be this peaceful, because if we don't do this peacefully, they're going to, you know, they're already labeling us as terrorists, if we are not. And I can't get involved with something like that. And I'm sure most of you do not want to. We have to be careful. You have to present yourself as, you know, peaceful citizen or individual, even if you're not a citizen. This has got to be a peaceful movement.
I agree.
Agreed.
If you find definite identification of a perp, okay, I mean definite, ironclad, that you know this person is the perp. There's no law against having a peaceful demonstration on the perp's street. So that you can do.
Or on their lawn.
Yeah, well.
I will tell you, I'm going to get a little off here, but I'll tell Margaret my story a little bit. You know, I worked here in my town, and I lost my job after going to the FBI. Well, don't think I haven't gone out there with signs, because I have. And just recently I'm trying to remember one of the signs, people being targeted with directed energy weapons. And I went to the police department. I took a picture with that sign at the police department. And I've been trying to put it on Twitter. I don't think I'll put it on my Facebook account, but it is on Twitter, and I'm not going to back down. If they're going to attack me, you know, I will say that directed energy weapons are being abused by some in local law enforcement, targeting innocent citizens. And that's what you can do. You can be peaceful. You can do this peacefully. And I will say that some of the harassment has abated for me, not all of it, and until it does, I'm going to continue doing what I can peacefully to get this done. And we all can do that.
I'd just like to interject one thing. The word harassment has to be dropped. It's not harassment anymore. They are physical and psychological attacks. And they carry on all the hours that you are awake. Sometimes you are deprived of sleep for 3 to 4 days. And then you just drop dead in bed for a day at least to recover from it. And then the whole thing starts again. So harassment is not the word. It is a physical assault.
It's terrorism.
Yeah, I agree. But the problem is,
yes,
the
is
general
terrorism.
Public doesn't understand what that means. I have tried. And so I have used the word harassment because the majority of, like I said, people do not get what that means at all. They don't understand it. I have handed out pamphlets trying to explain it, and I've got the bills and the laws. Margaret has one of those pamphlets explaining all this. And, I am being deterred from not they don't want me to hand them out. I've gone to city council meetings. I've gone to our physical court meetings and handed them out just here locally. They don't like it, and I really don't care.
Good. Electromagnetic directed energy weapons being used on housewives, okay? You have to fight this. These men will get away with it if we don't stand up for ourselves. And this entire United States is doomed to be a concentration camp. And it's not hearsay. Anyone who wants to know what's happening in America should talk to targeted individuals. RBN Radio, I think, would be a great outlet for us to contact these people who listen to find out what are the popular shows on this radio network online and to talk to them and say, look, we are... This is it. It doesn't get any worse than being a targeted individual. Unless you're starving to death in Sudan, or Yemen. Starvation, famine, Auschwitz imitations, and then this torture to see how much the brain can take, to torture the brain. This has nothing to do with national security or the freedom. The freedom... Act enacted on June 2nd, 2015 is about a bunch of psychotic white men in domination who want to ruin our lives, and we need to find our brightest people to work in that space. And these tiny little the language window of this is just obnoxious, and that struggling people have to go and look at this document. It's just like while being tortured to death. They know that we're going to do this. We're going to win.
Well, I don't know about you all, but I'm beginning to think that some of these people that are, the deep state, let's just call them that, I think they're starting to see that it's affecting their lives as well. And some of them want out. And I think the majority do. They don't know what to do they're too scared to speak out. That's what I'm tending to see here. I don't know if you all are seeing that or not, but I'm getting wind of that. That they're speak out.
We have a lot of people that are scared to speak out, and we have to speak out, or we're going to have footprints on our backs along with the Constitution.
Yes. And I'm starting to see people, not just conservatives dying, but some of these liberals are starting to die as well that have gone along with this program. And I don't know if you all are seeing it in your areas or not, but a lot of heart attacks, strokes, and seizures. Now, I'm not saying that it's from these weapons, but they sure do mimic what these weapons can do.
Obama, he signed off on that 2015 Freedom Act, and targeting, actually, I hate, and I am an American black woman, and I hate it. I hate that he is participating in this phenomenon of neuro weapons, directed energy weapons on civilians in the country. And that, you know, I'll just put it out there. Black America assumed, living in the past of the civil rights movement, that they could trust Obama. Unfortunately, it failed. Trump is failing. Obama failed. Bush failed. It just goes on and on and on. And many people who are working class and poor are not taking the time to analyze these people who are running for office. And 2020 is the next election, and we have to expose this technology to these people running. And they're just talking about, you know, the Obama spoke about the middle class for two episodes, and then now we have Trump who's aware of the technology. He's not protecting us. And so we need to be conscientious about, like, who we put in office, because women in America should not be shot with directed energy weapons and having to defend the country. And that's what the military is for, and the military is attacking us. It's just insanity.
Frank?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Before we get too far off of our call tonight, I just want to remind everyone to try and get a hold of their representative, their senator, and if they feel so inclined, use this letter or create your own. But we've got to let them know that we do not want to reauthorize the USA Freedom Act, and we definitely do not want it to be permanent.
Okay, what to thank the roundtable? It's time to close up shop for the night. I'd like to thank you, Frank. Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.